The Guardian. The Guardian children's book site was invited to an evening at children's publishers Puffin to meet three of this season's hottest authors. Maurice Gleitzman had flown in from Australia to talk about his novel Grace, about a young girl struggling with life in a religious sect. With him was Anna Pereira, whose novel The Glass Collector tells the story of a young boy from a family of scavengers in Egypt. Alongside them was Ruta Sepetys, whose very first novel, Between Shades of Grey, is set in 1941 in the Soviet Union, when millions were forcibly transported from their homes. We were there with members of the Spinebreakers book club, and they kicked off by asking the authors to explain what they had written about and why.
Hello, I'm Ruth, and I'm just going to ask Ruta, could you tell us what your book's about?
My book is set in 1941 and follows a 15-year-old artist named Lena Vilkas, who is arrested and deported to Siberia with her mother and her younger brother. And through the story, we follow her as she not only struggles to survive, but struggles to retain faith in mankind along the way.
Grace is a girl living in a very ordinary suburb in an ordinary Australian city, but her life's quite unusual in that suburb because she's a member with her parents of a very strict fundamentalist Christian community, a fundamentalist sect. We join her at the beginning of the story when she's just starting to experience what we all experience at around her age of 10 or 11. She's starting to think for herself. She's starting to ask very reasonable and necessary questions about the world. But for her and her family, that is a forbidden and hugely disapproved of activity, and it threatens to destroy her family.
Actually, this book has quite a sophisticated plot, I thought, and it was worked out at a kind of 15 plot levels or 15 plot points. The main story follows Aaron, who's a 15-year-old Coptic Christian garbage collector and recycler, who's a member of the Zabalin in Cairo. It follows his struggle to survive over one short period of time, a couple of months. The story is about him and his struggle to survive with his stepfamily, who are not loving, and two girls, one that he hopes to be with forever, and another who would like to attract him, but for quite selfish reasons. And he makes a friendship with a man called Omar, who owns a perfume shop, and he falls in love with glass. And glass has the ability to transport him to somewhere else that takes him away from his filthy environment to somewhere beautiful and somewhere magical.
Anna's actually too modest to also add that the book has at its heart a brilliant dramatic irony, which is that the central character is a member of a community that provides a really important service of collecting and recycling 80% of Cairo's rubbish, but is itself viewed and treated as rubbish by the elite.
This is Taruta again. What made you pick the book title to be Between Shades of Grey?
I think that we tend to categorize things in extremes, and we label them as either good or evil. But more often, the truth lies somewhere buried in the middle.
I'm Grace, and this is a question for all of you. Within your books, some people say that they're quite pessimistic and they're not very hopeful.
I struggled in writing to balance the horror and the sense of hope. But in my experience, when I interviewed the survivors, my takeaway was that there was hope and that these people discovered the miracles, you know, that are hope and courage and the force of life and the power of love. And that's what I tried to convey.
It's a very important question because the world now and back through history is full of countless examples of how we humans can be pretty awful to each other. But stories, I think, have a very necessary and important function, which is to remind us that for every act of genocide or cruelty, there are just as many, if not more, acts of love, kindness, friendship, loyalty, and all the finest things that we're capable of. Crucially important to keeping all of our morale up, our sense that it's never worth stopping the struggle to make things better on an individual, family, community, and international level, and that stories can help strengthen us.
When you think about hope as a word, it's pretty useless, really, when we look at some of the circumstances that children find themselves in. We can't rewrite history, and in Ruta's book, she is holding up a mirror to a time when millions of people died in the furtherance of communism. And in Morris Gleitzman's books, many of them have talked about the Holocaust, but he's also written many humorous books about other subjects. And Grace, although it's set in a strict, regimented Christian community, it is a book that is very, very funny. And the world will change if our consciousness changes and if we become aware of how other people experience lives and how they root for each other. Because in the end, kindness is the only thing that will change the universe that we live in. And these books, all three of them, I think, and I include mine in that, make that point absolutely clear.
I'm Jackson. I'm a member of the Spinebreakers group. This is a question for all three of you. Writing as you do for younger readers, do you ever feel yourselves vulnerable to snobbery or criticisms from writers who may write for what they see as a more mature audience?
Hi, this is Morris Gleitzman, who fortunately has never felt snobbery or marginalisation, but has copped a lot of jealousy from people who write for adults and are slowly realising that young readers are more passionate, more loyal, more articulate. They don't beat around the bush and try to protect an author's feelings. They tell an author exactly what they think, and that's a very precious thing for an author. And far more copies of We Children's Authors books are generally sold. We just get out our gold Amex cards and sort of fan ourselves elegantly.
It's Anna Pereira here, and I can remember that comment by Martin Amis recently, where he said he'd rather take an axe to his head or something similar. He'd rather do that than write a children's book. There are people who think that children's books are easier to write than adult books. Actually, the reverse is true, because children's writers have to consider a greater number of plot aspects, and it's a much harder area to break into because the writing has to stick to what it's about. I know lots of readers who don't read adult novels because they go off at tangents that are so far away from the original story and the original characters that they can't be bothered to indulge the author in that way.
A number of my 8-year-old readers heard Martin Amis make that comment about rather putting an axe through his head than writing a children's book, and I heard them say, you know, do we have a choice, because we would actually go for the axe.
Hi, I'm Cameron from Spinebreakers. This is again a question to everyone, and it's the classic interview question, but what's next?
Hi, this is Ruta Sepetys, and I am hard at work on another YA historical novel, very different than Between Shades of Grey. This follows the daughter of a New Orleans prostitute in the 1950s who is on a quest to get into an Ivy League school.
I've just finished and sent to the printer a book called Too Small to Fail, about a 10-year-old boy who, through his friendship with a camel, comes to understand what caused the global financial crisis and has to try and warn the investment bankers of Wall Street, Zurich, London and elsewhere that if they don't find a new way of thinking about their job, it will all happen again.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm working on because I have this fear that if I talk about what I'm doing, the energy will spread out in the wrong direction and I won't be able to keep it on the page.
Great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.